Good morning. I am Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM and streaming on the net at WSOU.net. Well, I'm so pleased that you've hung in there with me over the last 10 weeks with the series, this radio documentary called Miss America, Where Are You? I want to, first of all, thank all the guests that have come on the program, and we're going to review those who have come on the program as well as those who chose not to come on the program or who did not respond. But I want to thank all my guests who did come on the program, as well as I want to thank my student producer, Mr. Ima Igbenovia. I want to thank Frank, my executive producer, Mr. Frank Scafidi, and the general manager, Mark Maben, who allowed this series to be recorded. And last but not least, I want to thank the student radio manager, Omar, and his assistant, studio manager, Brittany, who were very instrumental in helping to record all of these great programs. Well, over the last 10 weeks, we have explored Atlantic City in a lot of detail. We explored the history of Atlantic City. We explored the issues and challenges facing Atlantic City. And just as important, or more important, you know, what are the solutions? What are the opportunities that Atlantic City can still seize, that can be seized by the leaders? And I say seized by the leaders because it is in their realm, it is in their capability, it is in their responsibility to make Atlantic City as great as it can be. Now, some folks have questioned Seton Hall University, located up in North Jersey, South Orange, New Jersey, why do a series on Atlantic City? What does that have to do with our listening audience? Well, my friends, Atlantic City supports the state revenues of New Jersey. And quite frankly, Seton Hall does receive aid from the state of New Jersey. So, as you know, the saying is, as the tide ride, all ships rise with the tide. And if we can improve, if we can make a difference, even in a small way, of improving the productivity of Atlantic City as well as the gross revenues, well, then we have achieved our immediate goal. So, you know, as I said, I want to thank our guests for taking the time out of their busy schedules to share with us their thoughts, their ideas, their frustrations, their expectations, and aspirations to improve Atlantic City. Now, as you know, I was born in Atlantic City and raised in Atlantic City, and my mother and my sister are still in Atlantic City. So, yes, I do have a vested interest, as well as a citizen of the state of New Jersey, to see Atlantic City improve. I would like to review what we've learned over the past 10 weeks. Our first segment, as you know, addressed some of the fundamental statistics that currently plague Atlantic City, frame the issues around Atlantic City, and identify the key issues in Atlantic City. What are some of the key facts? Well, first of all, 5 of the last 9 Atlantic City mayors have faced corruption charges. In recent years, you actually had a city council president, Carl Calloway, was sentenced to 3 years for setting up Eugene Robinson and a prostitution scam. So think about it. Time being spent doing things of this nature versus that time being used to figure out how do we improve Atlantic Avenue in Atlantic City? How do we make from Ohio Avenue to the north side on Atlantic Avenue, how do we make that very dynamic versus taking the time to set someone up to be taped, being involved with a prostitute? You know, it's important to put your energies into the right areas. Then we had a former mayor, Bob Levy, who had to resign his office as mayor after lying about his military service to receive veteran benefits. And I can recall a headline where he actually went undercover for, or he was out of sight for a particular period of time. So the city was wondering, well, who's in charge? Who's running the city? Think about how that time and attention that one uses to do wrong could be used to do right and make a permanent improvement on the city. 24% of the Atlantic City residents are living below the poverty level. Now, the AC population, the Atlantic City population, at its highest point was 66,000 back in 1930. Now it's down to about 39,000. And these are 12-month residents, not the seasonal employees. But when you think about a population of 39,000, okay, of people, residents who live there, but you do have the population to swell well beyond 100,000 with all the people who come in to visit the city. According to CLSearch.com, Atlantic City's crime rate index is four times worse than New York City. Now, I asked a childhood friend of mine, Chief Mr. Henry White of the Atlantic City Police Department, to come on the program because I wanted to have a discussion with him about the challenges that he faced and to give him a chance to air his thoughts. And he just never responded to our repeated requests. I called personally, and then I had Ima, who was my student producer, call. And unfortunately, my good friend Henry did not return our phone calls. So I wanted to get his perspective about this crime rate index that's four times worse than New York City. But he chose not to come on. Now, over the course of the last 10 weeks, we had a number of folks to come on the program. Our first guest to come on the program was my sister, Miss Shermaine Gunter Gary, who is the executive director of the Atlantic County Youth Programs. And she has a particular program called the Rites of Passage, where they are actually taking teenagers twice a year. You get two groups in the fall and the spring. They take them through a program, I think it's about 10, 15 weeks, where they learn about etiquette, they learn about cleanliness, they learn about education, they learn to establish a plan for their life. And she spoke about the challenges that she faces in getting funding from the city, funding from the county, funding from the state, funding from the casinos. Now, one would think, now I am being objective about this simply because if it wasn't my sister, I think the program has a lot of merit. But when you think about one of the issues in Atlantic City is crime and customer service, the better you can make the young people better citizens, the more you would have a better effect on having a lower crime statistic. You would have people being better citizens, and you'll have people being more productive citizens. And she spoke about the challenges that she faces. So I would urge those who are in Atlantic City or within the state, within the sound of my voice, that you reach out to Ms. Shermaine Gunter Gary and you help her with her program. And if there's other programs like that, you help those programs, because Atlantic City is a village. And if folks really want to improve where Atlantic City is headed and what they're doing, make people better citizens, make them more productive citizens, and that will solve the problem. So as you know, this series, Miss America, Where Are You? The idea came to me. I was in Atlantic City visiting my mother for her birthday, and Pastor Colin A. Days of Second Baptist Church took a moment to address his congregation about a problem that he sees in the community, the problem of silence. When people see a crime being committed, There's a code of silence that they're not going to say anything. They're not going to tell. Meanwhile, they're watching their friends, loved ones, fellow citizens being robbed, being murdered. And I chatted with my sister that afternoon at dinner at her house about this problem. She said it's a huge, huge problem. So I figured it would be good to do a series on Atlantic City where I can draw attention to the issues of Atlantic City. And when you think about the title, Miss America, Where Are You? It talks about the Miss... It is about the Miss America pageant leaving Atlantic City, but also what are the reasons why and what are the other problems that Atlantic City is facing? How does a city, as great as Atlantic City was, how does it lose a pageant? And at the end of the day, I think the pageant has lost something as well, because it used to be a big event. You know, it was the second week in September, I believe. That's when the pageant would come to town, and there was a parade on the boardwalk, and then it culminated with the Saturday program that was always on, I believe, NBC. Now, I dare to ask anyone, when is the Miss America pageant held, and what station is it on? And third, not least, who watches it? So to that end, we had called on the president and CEO of the Miss America pageant, Mr. Art McMaster. And when I first called his assistant, it sounded like it was a great possibility of having him on the program. You know, to not only talk about the Miss America pageant leaving Atlantic City, but also talk about what the program is doing and how Atlantic City could get it back. Well, when Ima, my student producer, called for a follow-up, he was told that he would not come on the program because it's too controversial. It is not the objective of this program to be controversial. It's the objective of this program to seek solutions for Atlantic City. So we were quite disappointed that the Miss America President and CEO, Mr. Art McMaster, chose not to come on the program, but we respect that. But the goal of this program is not going to stop with this radio documentary that we've covered for the last 10 weeks. We are going to work towards doing a full visual documentary titled Miss America, Where Are You? And so we hope that once we are successful in getting our cameras rolling, that the folks who chose not to come on the program will certainly go before the camera so that we can truly highlight the challenges, the issues, and the opportunities, because the objective of this program is to improve the quality of life in Atlantic City. So Ms. Gunter Gary, Shermaine Gunter Gary, she talked about her Rites of Passage program and talked about their success stories, but also talked about the challenges, the crime, and the poverty. And then we move forward with our next guest on the program was New Jersey State Senator Jim Whalen, who also was the former mayor, I believe, for three terms. And after he lost his quest for a fourth term, he went to run in the New Jersey Senate race, which has now served one term, and he was just reelected to another term. So congratulations to Jim. But Mr. Whalen, he talked about the issues that he faced as the mayor, but also some of the programs that he put in place that allowed Atlantic City to lift itself up. And he's very happy to say, and he's very proud to say, that during his 12 years, not one of his team on his board of directors were charged with any crime. And that is saying a lot in Atlantic City, because as we have talked about, you know, five of the last nine Atlantic City mayors have faced corruption charges. So hats off to Jim Whalen. But Senator Whalen talked about a number of programs that he had put in place that were helping the youth to address their skill sets and their productivity. And unfortunately, he said that the current administration is not did not carry those programs forward. Now, the current administration, the Honorable Mayor Lankford, we also invited him to come on the program. And due to his schedule, he respectfully declined. We wanted to give the mayor an opportunity to discuss his vision for Atlantic City, the challenges that he faced, so that he could garner support. Recently, as you might have read in the press, that the governor has taken over the casino district in Atlantic City and has appointed a new director for the Casino Redevelopment Agency. And that gentleman's name is Mr. John Palmeria. Now, they have to work in concert with the officials in Atlantic City. But it's a shame that now you have really two chiefs running Atlantic City. And also, I got to ask you to forgive my voice this week. I have a very bad cold. And it came about just a couple of days ago, and I was hoping it would be away. I have gone away, but it's still here with us. But my apologies for that. So, as I said, we asked the Honorable Mayor Lankford to come on the program, and he chose not to. And hopefully when we have our cameras in Atlantic City, we can get him on camera to talk about the issues, challenges, and opportunities, but also his vision and plan for Atlantic City, because he has a great opportunity. When you look at the amount of real estate in Atlantic City that's vacant, when you look at the beachfront property in Atlantic City that is not developed, when you look at Atlantic Avenue, which is a grand avenue in Atlantic City, from Ohio Avenue to the north side, it is not developed. It is a developer's dream. And if Atlantic City is going to be able to live up to its reputation of being the world's playground, I would urge the mayor and the city council and the other leaders to really create a true master plan for that area. Now, after Senator Whalen on the program, we had Mr. Pinky Kravitz. Now, Mr. Pinky Kravitz, I remember him when I was a child. He was always there for Atlantic City. I would say he is probably the biggest and most visible advocate for Atlantic City. And he's in his early 80s now. He has a radio program. He has a column in the Atlantic City Press. He does local TV. But he's one of the people that is always there, standing shoulder to shoulder with the other leaders to really make Atlantic City great. He was on our program, and he talked about all the different things that he's done in Atlantic City over the last 40, 50 years. And I remember him just being such a positive advocate. Now, what's interesting, when we asked him about the crime statistic, he felt that considering the number of people that come to Atlantic City, that the crime is not that bad. And, you know, it's all about one's perceptions. Unfortunately, he doesn't live on the north side. And when I had Pastor Collins A. Days on our guest, as our guest for two segments, and he's the pastor of Second Baptist Church in Atlantic City, located at 1 I.S. Cole Plaza in Atlantic City. When I asked him the question, does Atlantic City have a crime problem? He said, oh, absolutely. He said, we have a very bad problem. And I believe, if my memory is correct, that he talked about how there were 21 unsolved murders in the black community. Now, the question is, how can Atlantic City citizens and the police department and the leaders really take back their neighborhoods? How can they create an environment where people can get jobs? One of the other problems that Pastor Days talked about was that the rules by which one can get a job in a casino sometimes prohibit those who've had minor drug offenses. And it was interesting to hear Senator Whalen's viewpoint that they have introduced programs that would allow folks to get their record expunged and to lessen the reasons why people cannot get a job. And so I've asked Senator Jim Whalen to have a conversation with Pastor Dave so that they can get together on this issue, because one of the key problems in Atlantic City is the issue of poverty, that folks cannot get jobs. Now, the Revel Casino is very active in Atlantic City, and they've conducted a number of programs to get people involved in their casino for jobs. And it is a responsibility of the local leaders to really encourage those citizens to move forward and to provide them the type of training that will get them to be responsible citizens. Because when you're working for someone, they expect for you, if the job starts at 9 a.m., they expect for you to be there. And I think the folks in the community need to truly understand that principle and work towards that principle, but also understand the benefits of having long-term employment will pull them out of their poverty. So Pastor Collins A. Days, he also talked about a citizens group who had taken over their building. Their building was rife with crime, and they went, a couple of the tenants went to the building management and said, hey, here's what we're willing to do. We're willing to take back our building. We're willing to patrol the building, make sure that it's safe, make sure that it's clean. And now that building does not have the crime that it had before. It is a clean, safe environment. But again, it's people taking back ownership of their life and of their neighborhoods. So Pastor Collins A. Days, he talked about that program. Now, we had Councilman Mancuso on the program. He's a 20-year city councilman in Atlantic City. And he talked about how everyone is harmonious and working together. But when I asked him the question about Atlantic Avenue, he didn't have an answer. Now, I am not faulting Councilman Mancuso for not having an answer, but I urged him to make sure that developing Atlantic Avenue in Atlantic City is on the agenda of the city council. And he assured me that would be the case. Our last guest on the program, last and certainly not least, we're very honored to have Judge Nelson Johnson, who is the author of Boardwalk Empire and the North Side. Wow, I tell you. For those of you who have missed these two interviews with Judge Nelson Johnson, I would urge you to go to my website, www.guntramediagroup.com, and listen to not only his segment, but all segments, but his segment, because he's such a great historian about Atlantic City. He knows so much. He's done the research. He's written about it. But he also talked about his frustrations with the leadership in Atlantic City and how he feels that they are not taking advantage of the opportunities before them. He talked about the history of Atlantic City in such great detail that's chronicled in his two books. He talked about what he's seen in the courtroom, and he says, and I said to him, what changes have he seen in the courtroom since the recession? And he says, quite frankly, the recession is playing out in front of the courtroom because people are doing more illegal things simply because they got to provide for their family. They're unemployed, so they're trying to find ways that they're going to be able to sustain themselves and their families. So it's playing out in the courtroom. He talked about how Atlantic Avenue, again, which I'm stressing so much in this program, needs to be developed. He talked about, quite frankly, as cities develop, not only Atlantic City, but other cities in Newark and Trenton and others, where they used to be the hub of where people would live and people would work, that when they moved out, when they left, it left the shell. So you didn't have that echo environment. Where people would interact with each other, where that dollar would flow through that community three or four times. And he talked about how it's important to bring people back to the city so that you can get that echo environment to be very vibrant. Again, I talk about Atlantic Avenue. I can recall back in the day when I was growing up, we had five or six movie theaters in Atlantic City on Atlantic Avenue. We had the Shore. We had the Hollywood Theater. We had the Center Theater. We had the Virginia. We had so many theaters in Atlantic City that families would stay in Atlantic City. But the casinos have got it all wrong. They came to Atlantic City and wanted everybody to stay within the casino to keep their money there. Meanwhile, all of the businesses on the outside just died. And that does not create economic family environment for everyone. Okay, so Atlantic City, people want to come gamble. They want to see a show. That's fine. But create other things for other people. They have other things that they're able to do. So they can bring their family. They can go to an amusement park. They can go to a nice restaurant. They could go to a movie theater. They can go bowling. They could do a variety of those things. And it's all on that island in Atlantic City. So I tell you, I've learned so much more about Atlantic City during this program. And, you know, I think some of the key issues facing Atlantic City, quite frankly, is a lack of leadership, a lack of vision. I talk about Atlantic Avenue, just developing Atlantic Avenue, developing the beachfront property, developing a plan that's going to create jobs for people, a lack of investment, no vision. If there's no vision, there's not going to be an investment. If there is a vision, the money will follow the vision. Lack of a business savvy. Atlantic City could be a huge, huge business. And I think the leadership in the casinos are missing the mark. They should band together to talk about how they can bring more traffic into Atlantic City. And then people can make choices in regards to where they want to eat, where they want to dine, where they want to gamble, where they want to go see shows. And it's so important that folks will follow the vision with investment. And it's not a tricky proposition. It's a proposition that says we are all in it together. So those are the key issues that I see in Atlantic City, along with handling the crime issue, addressing the poverty issue, addressing the education issue. Now, what's interesting, I wanted to get a perspective of many different people. So I invited Mayor Lankford. He chose not to come on the program. Governor Christie's office, he was invited. Unfortunately, because of his schedule, he could not make it. We invited the Miss America pageant president and CEO, Mr. Art McMaster. Unfortunately, he chose not to come on the program. The AC Board of Education president, Mr. Shea Steele, never responded to our requests. The superintendent of AC schools, Frederick Nichols, never responded to our requests. Again, I talked about my good friend Henry White, who did not respond to our requests. The CRDA, which is the Casino Redevelopment Agency, the former acting director, Ms. Susan Thomas, she did not respond to our requests. Neither did the new director, Mr. John F. Palmeria, but I'll give him a pass simply because he started October 1, and he's probably busy trying to deal with establishing the right framework, a master plan for Atlantic City. So he now has $25 million to invest in marketing for Atlantic City, and I certainly hope that he listens to this message, because here is my potential recipe for making Atlantic City great. Number one, improve safety. Get those crime statistics down. The police officers, they need to reside in Atlantic City. Think about it. If a police officer lives in your neighborhood, are you going to commit a crime? Probably not. Two, customer service. Get Atlantic City back to its roots, where you could get the best service in Atlantic City. Three, have a vision for the city, not just for the casinos. Develop Atlantic Avenue north of Ohio Avenue. Four, make it an international destination. Don't just recruit people from around the region. Get people from around the world. Make it truly the world's playground. It has been my pleasure and honor to bring this series to you, and I hope that we're successful in bringing a full live documentary on Atlantic City titled Miss America, Where Are You? You can reach me at d.gunter@guntermediagroup.com. We'd love to hear from you about your thoughts about the program. Again, I want to thank WSOU. I want to thank Mark Maven. I want to thank Frank Scafidi. I want to thank Ema, Oscar, and Brittany for all their help in making this program a success. Remember, Leadership begins with you. This is Darrell Gunter on WSOU 89.5 FM. Have a great weekend.